For optimum listening experience, please use your headphones.
Roads, the arteries of our civilization. They feed us the life, the culture, the blood. At its heart, it gushes. But out here, where the veins have run dry, we are but a whisper, stagnant, a gasping pariah. It is in this forsaken backcountry that we find two siblings traveling.
I really don't know. This is the first place I've seen in hours. Good thing, because we are almost dry.
Sam, get me something to eat.
I don't remember this place. This can't be part of it.
This humble station is a gateway. It stands firm as the citadel of this infinite taiga.
Stink. I think the diner's closed already.
Inside, a dim, discolored light flickers above a polished sink. It casts shadows errantly among the deserted tables and inverted chairs. An old man sits rocking, staring.
Young lady, what brings you to these parts so late at night?
Don't have time for this.
These are some lonely roads.
I'm just trying to get home.
This road won't lead you to any place you call home.
Yeah, I must have taken a wrong turn a ways back. I thought it might work itself out. I honestly don't know where I am. Do you have a map I could use?
There are no maps of this area. Nothing really to map out here. There's a few of us outlanders hiding in the crease.
Is there any food left to eat?
Well, we done shut the fry down at midnight. Might have some cold dogs in the back, but why don't you have a seat? Humor an old man. Girlie, there's nothing to be afraid of. I'm a frail old man, knitting clothes onto himself. So grab yourself a seat.
Keep an eye on me, Birdie. I'll just be a sec.
Hurry, Mom's waiting on us.
As Sam approaches, the sight is otherworldly.
So, what's your name?
Sam.
Pleasure to meet you. I'm Ty.
His rhythmic sway synchronized with the click of his knitting needles.
Your time? That's quite the responsibility.
Well, Bill and Rosemary. That's my twin brother's name. Fortunately, I came first.
Every knot lengthening the cylindrical garment he surrounded himself in, like a makeshift cocoon.
In this station, it's seen a lot of change.
The brim of his felt hat stretched out like the rings of some dark planet, eclipsing his face.
Me and Rosemary, we've watched the trees grow tall. Seasons change. We watch the light as it shifts, bends, breaks. Then the darkness came. I had to plant Mama in the garden. That just broke Daddy. Cyanide got him. You know, apple seeds.
So you've been here a long time.
Here? I guess it's been a while.
I think it'd be nice to be in one place. I haven't lived anywhere more than a year or two. My father was a traveling salesman. He was always trying to fight the sleep.
Shallow roots. There's nothing wrong with a little anonymity. Chains, no broken hearts. I'm afraid my roots have gone too deep. Well, y'all filled up. Best be moving on.
Well, is there anywhere else to eat around here, Mr. Time?
Okay, girlie. You see the light down yonder? When you get to that light, you're gonna take your first oar left. Then you can run that straight down about 137.4 mile. You're gonna see Flakey's on the left. Go and see Porky. He sets you up real nice. Now I want you to listen to me real close now. If you get to a fork, stay left. Because the right side will take you to Dukabee.
Dukabee?
Dukabee.
What's in Dukabee?
Well, that's where they keep the Papagoria.
I'm sorry. I couldn't wait 130-something miles to eat. I'm starving.
I just don't feel comfortable coming here.
Why?
He warned me about this place. There's something there.
I just need something to eat.
It sounded like a monster.
A monster? So you're gonna let the crazy old body sock man scare you?
He wasn't crazy.
Sam, he told you to take your first four lefts.
Which we did not take.
If you take four lefts, where does that put you? Right back where you started.
You're right.
As usual.
Do you remember when we lived in Fraser?
Yes.
That one day, we passed Milton's barn.
And it wasn't there?
Yeah. Like it never even existed.
I admit that was unusual.
We've taken this route so many times with Dad. And now there's a station
there? You said you may have taken a wrong turn.
No. I'm sure of it now, Bertie. I did not take a wrong turn.
Another Milton's barn.
Spotless old hat. Spotless old hat.
Well, what's going on with the radio?
I don't know. Just turn it off.
That's better.
Spotless Doltan.
Bertie?
This uninvited frequency reassures them that The road ahead will be fraught with the inexplicable.
Botlift Doltan.
Any change of heart is silenced by the drone that draws them in.
Botlift Doltan.
The unyielding forest that once embraced them is replaced by narrowing walls that rise and fall with impeccable craftsmanship.
Botlift Doltan.
The grotesque shapes and patterns carved within taunt and tease them.
Botlift Doltan.
The warning weighs heavily upon them. They've reached the fringes of
Dukabi. This place, it's beautiful.
The town opens up before them with sacred symmetry. A perfect circle.
I've never seen anything like this. Seeing things? I'm so exhausted. Is everything in black and white?
It glows like a muted pearl. At its heart, a porcelain spire.
You're right, there's no color anywhere.
A small shadow shifts across the monochrome.
Did you see that? Someone's there. What are you doing? Sam, get back in the car. Sam!
Bartlett Dothan.
What are you guys? You're wooden.
Bartlett Dothan.
Birdie, it's okay. They're not trying to hurt us.
I am not getting out. They're not real.
Bartlett Dothan.
What do you mean? Just get out.
Bartlett Dothan.
They kind of feel like puppets. They're amazing. The detail. Now what?
From the bowels of the tower emerges a slender silhouette. His shadow precedes him, reaching out to greet them.
I see you've met my dolls. They are quite curious. We weren't expecting to meet any new playthings. How are you here?
The car, you moron. We did not mean to disturb you. This just seemed the closest place for food.
Closest from where?
We just filled up at a station.
You should have heeded his warning. There's nothing for you here.
Then you know time.
I know many strange people. Come, you have much to tell me.
Sam, are you crazy? I'm not going with that monster. Oh, so now you do believe in monsters.
If I wanted to harm you, they would have already done so. So let's stop wasting any more of my time.
What a gentleman. Let's go, Birdie. Don't you want answers?
Into the void we go.
again.
When one finds themselves in the forbidden wonderscape of a reclusive misfit, one would unlikely choose the passive abduction from said misfit. But Sam senses that her path of enlightenment has finally begun.
So, these houses, the marble streets, this tower, why is it all colorless?
Does your eye strain to see the color in white? Does it feign blind to the black? They're not the absence of color. They're the foundation. White, black, purity, defiance, paper, and ink. What is one without the other?
Ugh, this is really high up.
The elevator soars far above the pristine city and into the expanse of the Empyrean sky. Its transparent walls are perfected in arcane mythology. A frozen menagerie in glass and lead, each splintering pane clearer than the last. In a storm of teeth and rage, the ascending denizens vie and tear for supremacy as the lift rises. The images climb and claw, but cannot rise against the summoning abyss.
So what exactly do you want from us?
The stranger pivots to the imperceptible horizon, chin raised, hands clasped behind his crimson regalia.
As you look out, what do you see?
The dizzying tower is flanked by wisps of marble that cascade up to gently grasp the clear dome that crowns the structure.
I see lines of light.
With complete transparency, it exposes its haunting interior to the universe.
And you, Birdie?
Yeah. There's lines of light on the ground. What does it mean?
What does it mean?
Flooding the room is an impossible sculpture. A primordial kraken, wrought from stone and displayed for the ether. As they step out from its gaping maw, the numerous tendrils and appendages churn with Neptunian artistry. Its eyes pierce their tenuous resolve. The Sultan motions for them to sit as he paces above them.
Why do you think you're here?
Well, we were just trying
to... It was my choice. I made us come.
I'm just so hungry. We should have just gone to that diner.
Diner? He told you?
Yeah, he gave us some strange directions to...
Flakies.
Yes, Flakies. How far is that from here?
Distance is not the concern, because sometimes up is left, and yet down is wrong. Time must have seen something in you.
What do you know about time?
Well, what did he tell you?
I don't remember everything. He talked about the station, some darkness, and his parents died. Something about apple seeds. You remember, Birdie? I was in the car. I don't know what you're talking about.
He told you more than you think. The Citadel has seen much change. He was the first of us. His days are many in number. He is the gatekeeper, our guide. The three of us, we have our roles. The guide, the scribe, and the architect. I need you to do me a favor.
Okay.
I need you to take this to Flaky's, now.
What is this?
It is your future.
All the pages are blank.
It must reach Porky, and he alone. Give him my regards.
By the way, what is your name?
Batliff Doltan.
Slow down. Let me see what you got there. So you met Batliff. You weren't meant to see that place just yet. But this is important. I'm gonna need to send Rosemary with you.
Rosemary!
Batliff, don't. I know this don't make no sense. You'll get your answers when you get the Flakies. Now I want you to listen to me real close now. You're gonna need to take your first four lefts.
Hi, I'm Liam, one of the creators of The Fifth Left. We hope you enjoyed our pilot episode, The Frequency Drone. We would love to know what you think. There is more to come.